You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday was a public holiday to commemorate and celebrate the signing of the Waitangi Treaty in New Zealand, known as Waitangi Day. For decades, there have been debates over the Waitangi Treaty's contents in both English and Māori translation and how it has led to New Zealand to be the country it is today. I spoke to Professor Margaret Mutu of Māori Studies from the University of Auckland about the significance of Waitangi Day and the impact the treaty had on Māori lives. For those who might not be so sure about exactly what Waitangi Day is or why we celebrate or acknowledge it, could you explain the significance of it?
So Waitangi Day commemorates the day back in 1840 when the British signed up to a treaty with the rangatira, with the heads of the hapū throughout the Te Tokerau, mainly around Ngāpuhi at that time, that agreed to allow British immigration into the country on the condition that the Queen of England would look after her own subjects who were immigrating into the country, but that sovereignty and control of the country would remain with those rangatira of the hapū who were entering into the treaty. So this followed on from a declaration issued in 1835 known as He Hakaputanga o Te Rangatira Tanga o New Tirini, often known in English as the Declaration of Independence, which was a statement that sovereignty of this country lay with the rangatira of the hapū and they would never devolve that to anyone else. 1840 treaty was entered into because the English who were here at the time visiting were very, very lawless, and basically the rangatira had given up trying to get them to abide by any law at all. And so they entered into a treaty with the Queen of England if she would please take control of her lawless citizens. And we celebrate that because it allowed British immigration into this country. Sorry, Māori don't celebrate it because it's never been upheld by those visitors. We only commemorate it and keep insisting that it be honoured.
And as you mentioned, it wasn't exactly followed through. So what does Waitangi Day mean to Māori?
So Waitangi Day for Māori is a chance for us to say to our manuhiri, all of those who came into the country, these are the conditions under which you were allowed to come into this country. This is a Māori country. We have responsibilities and obligations to the country, including that we are required to look after all of our visitors. But we do require you to abide by the laws of this country, and the first law of this country is tikanga. So that means that when you live in anybody's territory, whether it's my te whānau moana hapū territory or my wider area of Ngāti Kahu's territory or any territory throughout the country, you must abide by the laws of those. And then your Queen of England sets down your laws too, and you must abide by those as well.
And how effective do you think the commemorations are every year that they have with the Prime Minister during Waitangi Day, especially this year where the Prime Minister's address was online and crowd sizes were limited?
Yes, so this year, for us in the Te Tokerau, we are trying desperately to protect our people from COVID-19 and particularly from this Omicron outbreak, which is just, you know, it's just running through the Te Tokerau. At the moment, it's centred in Kirikiri amongst a group of Pākehā anti-vaxxers, so there's a huge outbreak up there. And we can't afford to let anyone come in because we cannot guarantee their safety. So we had actually said to government we will not be holding treaty commemorations at Waitangi this year. We will meet with you online. In terms of it being online and the Prime Minister delivering her Waitangi Day address from Parliament online, we've heard Prime Minister after Prime Minister make all sorts of undertakings. I have to say this one was more specific this year on the need to address just one particular area, and that is Māori health. But we We are used now to hearing more recent governments admit that they did wrong, say that they're going to fix it up, and then we wait until the next year when they say the same thing but they haven't done anything. We do spend time trying to bring them to account, and we do spend time, we take them to court, we take them to the Waitangi Tribunal, and they see last year they lost twice in the courts over COVID. They got an absolute thrashing from the tribunal over the COVID rollout, and still they keep going as if nothing's wrong. Well, there is a lot wrong, and there is still a great deal for governments to do, and they can't keep hiding from it.
And as you've said, with Waitangi Day and the Prime Minister's speech, it raises the subjects more of all the issues that Māori people suffer through in today, such as education and health and poverty. How important is it to continue having these conversations, not only within the government, but with everyday New Zealanders?
Hugely important, because if we let the government think that they can get away with doing nothing, that's exactly what will happen. And in the meantime, our Māori suffer, and suffer hugely under the oppression that started in the 1840s and has never, ever let up. So we not only have to keep talking to the government and saying we will not let you off the hook. You've got a Prime Minister at the moment whose rhetoric is, hold me to account. If I'm not doing the things that I should be doing for Māori, hold me to account. Well, every year, every quarter, every 3 months, the group of us called National Iwi Chairs Forum holds the government to account, but we see very, very little progress. A lot of it is rhetoric. So we have been engaging with other communities around the country. When we were doing work with Māori communities on constitutional transformation, and the question we asked those communities was, if you could make your own decisions for your own lives today, what would that look like? We were approached by our Pacific Island relations, by our Asian relations, and by non-whites throughout the country asking to please be part of that process of constitutional transformation that tries to address and stop the marginalisation of large communities in this country, the deprivation that is suffered by so many. And we have found that people want to talk about this, and there are a lot of Pākehā who want to talk to us about this as well, because they are not at all happy with the state of poverty, the state of homelessness, the horrific statistics that Māori, that keep and being reported by about Māori. They're very unhappy about it. For example, the teaching New Zealand histories in schools is fundamentally important, because most New Zealanders do not have a clue about what happened to Māori in this country and why we are where we are.
That was me speaking to Professor Margaret Mutu of Māori Studies from the University of Auckland about the significance of Waitangi Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.